From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Venezuela says it detained two opposition leaders for posing a flight risk. The two former mayors, Leopoldo López and Antonio Ledezma, were taken from their homes late Monday, just a day after President Nicolas Maduro claimed victory in an election for a new constituent assembly, almost universally condemned as fraudulent.
Leopoldo López voluntariamente se entregó.
The lawyer for Leopoldo López, Juan Carlos Gutierrez, said his client voluntarily surrendered to authorities and would never flee the country. Condemnation to the arrests was swift. Ravina Shamdasani is a UN Human Rights Office spokesperson.
The High Commissioner is calling on Venezuelan authorities to ensure that all those who have been detained for the exercise of their human rights to peaceful assembly, to the freedom of expression, to the freedom of association, to be promptly released.
The White House called the arrests unjust. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson described them as alarming. U.S. spokesperson Heather Nauert called for their immediate release.
Their arrest comes 2 days after the Maduro regime's illegitimate election for a constitutional assembly, which provoked even more violence in that country on the streets, with more than 10 people killed in that alone.
The U.S. imposed targeted sanctions Monday against President Maduro. In Kenya, protesters took to the streets Tuesday, demanding an immediate investigation into the death of election official Christopher Masondo. Rights activist John Githango took part in Tuesday's protest.
In Kenya, we have a grim tradition of senior public officials dying, disappearing, but generally being murdered. And that is destabilizing. And seeing how close elections are, it's concerning.
Kenya holds elections August 8th. This